The triploid trout stocking plan. This is a briefing as well as a decision. And Chris Donnelly, you're up.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Commission members. I'll be brief. It's not too complex of a plan. It's related to the Legislative Act of 1999 that gave the authority to the Commission to approve allotment of these fish to lakes across the state. Triploid trout are fish that are sexually inviable, and the ones that we purchased for this program are a pound and a half a piece on average. This year we intend to stock 52,000 of those, and if you look at the briefing, there's a breakdown on the annual cost and what it will cost us this year.
Chris, your phone sounds like it's breaking up here. Are the commissioners able to hear?
Not very well.
Not very well. I'm making out what he's saying, but it's difficult.
Craig Burley.
I'll pick my phone up and talk to this better.
I didn't understand that. Is he going to try to call in again?
He's going to pick up his phone rather than a speaker phone.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes. That's much better.
Okay. To go back, we'll purchase 52,000 of these fish this year, and you can see the cost breakdown in the in table one of the briefing. On average, the fish cost $3.17 a piece. Below that, in table two, is the distribution of those fish across the state, with a 45-55% split, 45% going to eastern Washington and 55% to western Washington. On a whole, these fish are going to the same places they went last year. There are a few exceptions. The biggest one that you'll notice is in Region 6, where we grabbed some fish from a number of lakes, Clear, Lawrence, Longs, and McIntosh, to move those fish to Ohop Lake, where we have some issues with sexually viable fish getting into the Nisqually and possibly causing either competitive or genetic interaction issues with native winter steelhead. So in an attempt to resolve that issue, we are going to go with jumbo triploids, which we think have higher exploitability and, of course, lessen the likelihood of a negative genetic interactions. Table three is the Father's Day promotion, which is a 10,000 fish allotment out of the 52,000. We've done this in 2012 and 2013. This list was generated by our Inland Fish Policy Advisory Group in 2013. We're going to use the same list of lakes with the same allotment this year to use as a promotion. With that, I think I've walked through the highlights of this, and I'll just open it to questions.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Chris? No big changes, as you mentioned.
Chair, Commissioner Schmitten.
Go ahead, Commissioner Schmitten.
Yeah, and this is going to come across very proprietary, but I guess it is what it is. On distribution, I'm looking at Region 2, which encompasses Chelan, Douglas, and Grant counties. You know, without a doubt, by population, Chelan exceeds the other two counties. It also includes Okanagan County, which has a bit of higher population, but not higher than Chelan. I noticed that they have only three lakes being stocked with about 1,000 fish, just over 1,000. And Chris, not this year, but next year, I'd urge the Inland Review Group to consider perhaps expanding the Chelan allocation a bit. And one lake in particular has been nominated and actually made the number one fishing lake list in the state. Three consecutive years, but four out of 6 years, and that's Fish Lake. And Fish Lake certainly would be adaptable to putting in triploids. Well, not for this year, but a signal that I'd sure urge that the Inland Lake Advisory Group take a look at that. Thank you.
Duly noted. about it, and I'll have a conversation with Jeff Korth in Region 2, and we'll talk about it for next year.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other questions, comments?
Madam Chair, this is Phil. It might be good to get an overview of our stocking plan with the Fish Committee, just so there's a good grounding of understanding of how we're going about making the recommendations for how these fish are distributed, and do that prior to taking any particular issues to the advisory group.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Okay, any other questions or comments? If there are none, we need to entertain a motion now.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Schmidt.
Commissioner Schmidt, go ahead, Commissioner Schmidt.
Having led with my chin already with this, I would like to make the following motion to recommend adoption of the 2014 triploid trout stocking plan as presented in both tables 2-3.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Commissioner Mencken has seconded. Commissioner Mencken has seconded the motion to recommend to adopt the 2014 triploid trout stocking plan as presented, table 2 and 3. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Say no. Motion carries. Thank you, Chris.